Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're just talking about John's mayor and how he has a whole fortress of guns around him as air conditioners blowing his one hair back. That he's telling everybody else. I mean, it's hard. You cannot. The only people. Let me tell you. This is how rough it is in New York. This is how rough it is. Mm-hmm. That the only person can have guns is the mayor, the police, and the criminals.
Yeah,
that's about right.
It's a tense moment when you know that you have to call on the mayor to defend you because he has the gun in his pocket.
That's right.
From the criminal who has the gun in his hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious? Are you serious? Just if you're scared, Mayor Bloomberg, move out of the city. If you're scared, move to the rural areas, which you call probably the flyover territories, where the Americans who believe in the Constitution are there, and you can run to their farm, and they will protect you if you feel endangered. But if you're scared to live in the city, you know, you're the mayor. Make it safer by giving the people their constitutional rights back. And you'll see some things change. You'll see some things definitely change. And support the police officers instead of when they're actually in the streets defending you and the citizens, like, for example, the Occupy Wall Street situation, when the police officers were standing as a wall of protection from the citizens and the businesses there and you, Mayor Bloomberg, and you said nothing when they started throwing sticks and bottles,
sticks and
garbage at them. And then they insulted them. But not only that, they took their personal life and they just roasted them online and just opened everything about them. And you know, get ready for that. You know, get ready. You know, as the church, listen to this. You better start telling the truth because it's going to be told. Mm-hmm. Realize everybody's a sinner. Everybody's fallen short. The enemy's convinced you that you got to be good, but the only good is God. And you got to go become subscribed today to VFN TV. It's a free subscription. And listen to who are you calling good. Jesus said when they said good teacher, the rich young ruler, I think it was Mayor Bloomberg, good teacher. And, you know, what must I do to be in office for another term? No, he said, you know, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said this, the Son of God said this, who are you calling good? Listen, let me tell you, the enemy of you being free, let me tell you something, the enemy of you being free to stand up boldly for God is you thinking you're good or you're supposed to be good instead of that God in you is good and that you are a jar of clay to show that goodness is God and not you, that it's his all-surpassing power and not you. Paul says it in Romans 17. He says, I'm not good, but God is good. And it's not that it's not saying the permission to sin. No, it's just the fact that just live long enough and you'll find out, you know, how much you need God.
Mm-hmm.
And God's willing to forgive. God's willing to be. So when people accuse you of being good, don't let them project that on you. And that's what they're going to try to do. The enemy's going to come in and they're going to project. The church is already doing it now. They're acting like they're good. You know what I'm saying?
They got perfect.
Yeah, they got good buildings, good cars, good jobs.
Right.
And because they're good. Because they're good. Right. Unlike the people in India right now, they were lined up to be baptized. There were so many people coming to God over there who has maybe a good cow, you know, an okay house, and the same Jesus is there, and they're being saved by the thousands now. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, Lord. Oh, can we go where they're hungry for you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can we go where there's hunger? You're going to have to stir hunger. If we want to see God move in this country, he's not going to move because, hey, we would like him to move. He's going to move because we're hungry for him. We have desperate hunger for him and his presence and his ways. Mm-hmm. You know, not his hand. We already had his hand. His hand has been providing for America for a long, long time.
It's not God bless America anymore. It's will America bless God.
That's exactly it. And so the enemy of obedience to God and the advancement of the kingdom is when God's people fall for the trap of being good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's works.
So true.
That's, you know, you're trying to earn your salvation. And the whole thing is this, you know you're not. Therefore, you're paralyzed now because somebody told you or convinced you that you have to be good. You know, and so you're going like, I can't be used by God because, you know, I'm a sinner saved by grace. It's like, that's all are. Even Jesus said, who are you calling good? Now, he wasn't a sinner. He never sinned, but he was aware the only good was God. Now, right. If he was aware of that, and we do need a Savior, you know, then it's okay to go, you know what, outside of Jesus Christ, you know, I would be, you know, a basket case.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
right.
that the only sanity that I have is what he lets me have.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The fact that I breathe another breath of air, it's not because I read my Bible today or I witnessed to somebody. It's because God is good,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that he loves me and he loves you and has a plan for our life. Listen, this is going to be empowering when the church breaks the mindset of thinking you're good, mm-hmm. you know, and everything's good. Got good cars, good houses. I mean, look at it. The blessings, you know, God's blessing you because you're good. Yo, bro, you really think that? You really, come on. Serious? You mean to say that the brother or the sister, your brother, by the way, and your sister, by the way, who doesn't have your kind of house or your kind of car or that's live right. in your kind of nation, that God feels differently about them and all of a sudden you're some peachy king believer because you're good? No. You have that house if you're right before God because God is good.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're humble and you know God's blessed you with increase and that type of thing and you know you didn't get it through ill-gotten gain,
right?
You have that house and that stuff because God's good.
Because God allowed you to have it.
He allowed you. And he's allowed us to have America, by the way. And he's allowed us all to live in a land that's free. The question is, will he continue to allow us to have it if we don't repent? And it's so embarrassing. I mean, obviously you're an untraveled person. That when you think, you know, you've been going to work, you know, two blocks away and you've been going to your church three blocks away instead of being the church and your four blocks of life has convinced you, you know, in the message that you're hearing that you think it's that regional local block, you know, religion that says, you know, that we're good.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just happen to live in a nice neighborhood.
That's right.
But it's God that's good.
Right.
Because if God pulls back. You know, it's like remember in New Orleans when we were out spying out the land and these mm-hmm. guys were doing their dances in the street and they were really good. They're acrobats and mm-hmm. different things like this. And several hundred of us sitting there watching them. And finally, they throw their hat down on the ground and they go, they said, oh, you need to give us, they even had a tape. I think they had a video or something, DVD they were selling.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, buy our video, you know, whatever, you know, type of thing like this. He says, realize if you don't give us money, if you don't give us money here for doing this, then we'll be in your house. We'll be climbing tomorrow. In your window tomorrow night, taking your big screen TV, and they will laugh, ha, 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 ha. You know, and the thing is that you're safe because God allows you to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, police officers are a blessing to our country, but realize that if everything goes bad at the same time, that's like a needle in a haystack. There's not enough officers, and they have their own families. You know?
Remember what we saw firsthand in Katrina.
Yeah.
And as soon as
you remember the lady police officer in uniform was on Canal Street, and of course
on the TV.
Well, I can't remember his TV, but I remember that, you know, when things hit and you have no food, you know, is it really wrong for a mother, no matter whether she's a police officer or not, to see a loaf of bread and take it? You know, Proverbs says no, you know, that it isn't, you know, and, but if she sees a loaf of bread and takes it and gets caught, then she has to return sevenfold or something like that. But the whole thing is God's concerned about an empty belly. So we don't know the conditions why she was shopping with a buggy in uniform and she was just, and the cameras were following her. And you got to understand that doctors, those guys that you lay down, let them cut you wide open, they're human. They're human beings just like you. Police officers are human beings just like you. And if you get really close to our leaders,
yeah, you'll find that
it'll
out.
Scare you to death. I mean, like, oh my goodness, you're human just like us.
That's right.
And we need God.
Amen.
You know, we need God. And so, yeah, officers will, you know, begin to think about, I understand what's happening. I understand you need me here. And I understand that you're saying my job will be gone if I leave, but I have my wife and my children. I have my babies at school. I got to go get my babies. And so they're going to feel drawn to their families like everybody else is. And so, you know, it's just important for us to understand that freedom comes from God. Our rights come from God. It's God that puts a hedge of protection around you individually, around your family, around your city, around your state, around your nation. And that if in fact, you know, we turn our backs on God, God lifts that hedge of protection. He says right. very specifically, he says, if a nation does what's right before me and I decide to raise it up and it does good, and I'll raise it up. But if it turns from that goodness and decides to do the opposite of that, he says, I'll take it down. I'll remove from it the plans that I actually intended for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that God has good intentions for America, good plans. It's not like his plans ended, you know, or ending. It's the fact that do we want God's plans for this country?
That's right.
You know, and his plans are good, right?
And we need to cooperate with his plans.
Yeah.
And have our own agenda.
Which requires deep humility.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to trust God. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. You know, when somebody's telling you, you know, hey, we got a plan for America, we're going to save America, that's pretty cool, but it's going to be the plan will have to be fulfilled on our knees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, which I think is totally amazing, what Glenn Beck is doing in the nation. He's reminding everybody about the history. He has this event coming up in Dallas. He's filling the Dallas Stadium. It's the first largest spoken word gathering in ever.
Really?
It's the first one ever in that stadium. And it's restoring love, and it's like the trilogy aspect of it, you know, courage, love, and
honor,
courage, and love. And but he's just restore, you know, coming back to our history again for whatever, you know, he's a good American.
Yeah,
this man is a very good American. You know what I'm saying? And he wrote a book called Being George Washington. I encourage you to read that because he wrote it in a way that helps you kind of get without, you know, losing the content and the truth of the story. You know, you get to basically walk in George Washington's shoes. We need to get our history again. Alan Barton, you know, with the heritage, American heritage with wall builders. You can find them on the Torch. Go to the Torch at VFNTV.com, these things we're talking about. But you're going to have to do the time. You're going to have to turn off your television and turn off unnecessary music and radios that are not talking about what we're talking about, and just take the time to rediscover your roots, to begin to remember the original intent. It'd be a shame to lose something that you didn't know you lost until you lost it, you know?
Yeah, and the election is not far off. And I love what you've been saying, is that you need to spend some time abiding, hearing from God before you pull that lever, because whoever we select as president is going to be the leader of this country. And I love what someone said. I think it was, I forget who it was. He said, I'm not left wing or right wing, but I'm for the whole bird.
For the whole bird.
We don't need to be this. No political party has a corner on God.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we just can't vote our pocketbook. We got to vote according to how the Lord would want us to pull the lever.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.